This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're going to talk Cowboys-Lions here with you with Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And a good evening, Nick. How you doing on this football Friday?
Hey, doing fantastic. It is such a great weekend of football, fellas. I am excited to dive into it.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, holy cow. The next 2 days, next 48 hours, going to be electric. Now, let's focus on this matchup. Are you thinking this is a clear Lions win? I mean, I'm kind of surprised the spread's not bigger than 3.5, considering how much the Cowboys defense can struggle against a physical, you know, a front like or a physical offensive line like the Lions have.
Yeah, I definitely see your point, but I think also maybe some betting guys are looking at, you know, the start to the season that Dak Prescott has had in comparison to other quarterbacks, and, you know, considering the Lions have some new faces in their secondary, you know, I could probably see where that probably factors in. Also, Dallas having the home field advantage in this game. But all in all, I don't think it's necessarily a runaway Lions win right off the top. I think this is going to be an electric game. Brian and I talked about it this morning on the break. I think this is going to be an electric game. I think both offenses get going. Whatever the over is, that's what I would be betting if I were a betting man.
That would be awesome. You know, the scoring maybe hasn't been there for this Cowboys offense, but, like, some of the throws that Dak is making are just out of this world. What can you tell with us from your perspective, like, as far as Dak's, what he's putting out there on film of the first 5 weeks of the season?
Man, there are some throws that he's had here early in the season. While they might not necessarily have been consistent, especially in the Pittsburgh game, there have been some throws that make you look at it twice and just go, wow. I mean, that one third down play that he had along the sideline where he found CD on the right sideline in Pittsburgh and he tiptoed in bounds. That was one of the better throws that I've seen Dak Prescott make. And he's had a couple of those so far this season, a couple down the middle of the field. He found Turpin as well for a big gain on a third down, especially on third down. It feels like that's when Dak Prescott really ramps it up and he's able to find some good throws. I've loved the start of the season that he's had, considering everything going on around him, considering that two new offensive linemen, arguably at two of the most important positions up front, left tackle and center, he's had to get used to rookies being in those spots. And then also still trying to get back right with CeeDee Lamb, still trying to find that rhythm. I think they're slowly starting to find it as we push towards the bye week. Maybe the bye week will give them a little bit more opportunity to work on that. And then you also factor in his number two guy, Brandon Cooks, has been in and out. Jake Ferguson has been in and out. He's dealt with a lot of adversity here early in the season, but by looking at the numbers and looking at it on paper, you wouldn't see that.
Nick, I think it was your predecessor there at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram who put out Zeke remains dumbfounded by his lack of opportunities. Rico's coming off his best game. I mean, what do you think about Zeke? Have you heard anything about the frustration level there?
Yeah, honestly, this is just my perspective. This has nothing to do with my predecessor and what necessarily he heard, but I never heard the word dumbfounded out of Zeke's mouth. I think this is more so a situation where maybe he is a little bit, questioning the role that he is playing at this point, but dumbfounded is not the word, and there's still a lot of confidence, not only from Ezekiel Elliott, but in the coaching staff into what he can bring as the season goes on. At least from my perspective, it looks like that the coaching staff is trying to save him for after the bye week, try to use him in some more situations and try to figure out a bigger role for him. But I think it's really a nature of riding the hot hand of Rico Dowdle. He finally was able to get to 20 rushing attempts in that game against Pittsburgh. That's what Mike McCarthy has been trying to preach. And he's been consistently right around that 4 yards per carry mark. Now, while Ezekiel Elliott did have a productive day on the yards per carry mark in Cleveland, it's just been Rico that's had a little bit more consistency. I don't think this is a nature of anyone being necessarily dumbfounded. I think this is just a situation where they're riding the hot hand, and Ezekiel Elliott, I think he will eventually be the hot hand. It just, we haven't seen that yet.
Hey, Nick, how does Mike Zimmer piece this thing together this weekend?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one, right? With Eric Kendricks out, Nick Vigil questionable, I think you could be looking at Darius Harris, a practice squad linebacker. He spent time with the Chiefs. He does have experience running complicated type defenses. Not that the Zimmer defense is more complicated than others, but you just got to be on your P's and Q's. I think he's a guy that could potentially step in and have that type of role. You also look at DeMarvian Overshown, Damone Clark. This is going to be kind of pieced together no matter who that green dot is, since it's not going to be Eric Kendricks. And even if it's Nick Vigil or not, it's going to be pieced together by the guys who are on that defense. That's going to be the first thing you look at is, do they come out confident? Are they confident in their calls? Are they confident in their assignments? Because if that's not the case, you got a rushing attack in Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery that will work them. So they're going to have to be on their P's and Q's as well.
What do you think's the deal with the lack of targets and production in especially second halves for CeeDee Lamb? I know you've been kind of tracking this a little bit. What have you found? Do you think defenses are doing something different? They're overloading up on them? Or what do you think the deal is?
Yeah, just as from my perspective, I think defenses have come out with a game plan to shadow some coverage towards CeeDee Lamb in the first half. CeeDee's able to find some rhythm and get open. Brian had a great stat earlier this week about how he's found a lot of success against press coverage, but against off coverage, he hasn't been as effective. And so I think you've seen more of that in the second halves of games where they really cloud a safety over him, and then they just I think it's more so a product of them not having a lot I think respect is probably the wrong word, but that's the only word that's coming to mind for the other receivers, Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Brooks. I think with Jalen Tolbert having the game he had last Sunday night against Pittsburgh, it should be able to open up some opportunities for CeeDee Lamb, especially in the first half of this game. But I think if you work in any of these games without Brandon Cooks into a situation where Tolbert can't find a rhythm or Turpin, literally anybody else other than CeeDee Lamb, then why wouldn't defenses send a couple of guys in Lamb's direction? So they're going to have to be able to open it up and trust on these other pass weapons. We talked to CeeDee earlier this week, and he said, hey, man, I have a lot of trust in these guys. They're going to be able to open it up for me too, just as I can open it up for them.
What do you think we're watching with Tolbert here in year three? Is this maybe a career breakout or turning point for him?
Yeah, it certainly is. This is a situation for him where he's stepping into a wide receiver two role, which is crazy to think about. Even like 14 months ago when we were sitting up at training camp going into his second year after a rookie season that was so disappointing, even by his own measure. We're looking at it right now, he's super confident. He's connected with Dak on multiple occasions over the course of the offseason, and you see that work translating onto the field here early in the year. I truly do think this is an opportunity for him to break out with Brandon Cooks out of the lineup. And if he shines big enough to be able to carve a role for even when Brandon Cooks does find his way back, that they still rely on Tolbert in some big game situations. They did it on Sunday night on that fourth down and that third down beforehand against Pittsburgh. It wouldn't surprise me if they go back to him in some similar high-pressure situations.
He's only got 3 less receptions than Mike Evans and 29 less yards. If you think about that, Mike Evans, one of the 1,000-yard guy every season, it seems like. But you also look at the catch percentage. He's above CeeDee Lamb in catch percentage. He's almost at 70%, and CeeDee Lamb's at 60%. You know, I mean, there's some production numbers there that lead you to believe that that Tolbert's having better go at it right now.
Yeah, and I think it's also a product of Dak Prescott having the trust and rhythm with Jalen Tolbert that he was able to build over the offseason and during training camp. And that's not necessarily a dig at CeeDee Lamb not being at training camp, but you look at the facts on paper, and that's what it was. they weren't really able to work until CD got in the building about a week and a half before the season started. And so, you know, having that type of rhythm with Jalen Tolbert established probably already back in May, the CD-Dak connection has kind of had some work to catch up to. So, granted, 135 receptions last season or whatever the number was, that's going to translate over into another season as well. But I think with the consistency that Dak and Tolbert have done off the field, you're really starting to see that get put onto the field, and I think it's going to continue the rest of the year.
So our guy Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, with us here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. So you mentioned great weekend of football. It sure is. It starts tonight. We've got the best game in the country. Duncanville and DeSoto. I do want to get your Red River thoughts as well afterwards, but we got texts already. Like, hey, you got to ask Nick, tell us your thoughts on Duncanville and DeSoto.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great one. Star power on both sides. Power five commits at quarterback on both sides. You got Keelan Russell, the Alabama commit at quarterback for Duncanville. Also, the five-star wide receiver commit to Oregon, DeCorian Moore for Duncanville. And then on the DeSoto side, Keldon Ryan, the commit to Virginia Tech at quarterback. He's had such an athletic career that's kind of spanned a couple of schools, but really starting to find his rhythm now here midseason for DeSoto. They had 150 media requests for this game at DeSoto High School this week. Absolutely insane. That's only 50 less than Ohio State, Oregon up in Eugene tomorrow night. So it's everybody in the country is trying to get to this game. I think Duncanville ends up taking it by a couple of scores. I think their firepower is a little bit more than DeSoto's this year. DeSoto had a really great season last year, but I think they lost maybe just a little bit too much. And if head coach Claude Mathis, you're listening to this, feel free to tag me on Twitter if you guys win.
Well, I know you know that Longhorn team really well as being, you know, on that recruiting beat. What do you think about tomorrow? Oklahoma, Texas, do the Sooners have any hope of an upset?
Yeah, I'm just not seeing it. I see a defense for Texas that has just played so well throughout the course of these first few games of the season. My guy Tommy Yarsh at DallasCowboys.com was just telling me that they haven't been in a goal-to-go situation all season. That's absolutely incredible. I think this Texas defense is just going to be a little bit too much for that freshman quarterback and Michael Hawkins. I got Texas winning 31-10. I think that's what that one ends up being.
Ooh, that's a rout right there, Nick. What's your prediction for Cowboys-Lions?
Oh, man, I said it this morning, Lions 38, Cowboys 34. I think this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out type game. Whoever has the ball last type situation wins the game. This game always just has some sort of element of weird in the game. It wasn't just last year. We've seen it in years past. I think we're going to have a little bit more of that tomorrow. So many fun matchups on both sides of the ball. You can look at Amon-Ra St. Brown against Jordan Lewis. You can look at CeeDee Lamb against that Lions secondary on the other side with guys like Terrion Arnold and Brian Branch. I think there's going to be a lot of fun that we have on Sunday afternoon watching this game.
I saw Deron Bland was a DNP for Friday practice participation. He's questionable for the game. He was a full practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but then didn't participate at all today. What do you think is going to happen with him?
Yeah, I've been hearing throughout the week that the expectation is that he is going to get on the field on Sunday. I haven't really had an opportunity to check in about the DNP status today. Everything that I heard coming out of yesterday's practice was that they increased his workload on Thursday, and they felt good about what that looked like. We'll see if there was any, maybe corrections that he had to make on Friday or whatever, what exactly happened as far as him being a DNP. But as far as I know, he is questionable going into the game officially. But the hope is that he can get on the field and play roughly 25 to 30 snaps.
Nick, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy an incredible weekend of football. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate you, fellas. Y'all have a great one.
You got it, buddy. There he goes, Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram here on your home of the Cowboys. Must follow. He hit DallasCowboys.com just in 2023, right? It was one season there.
Yeah. Just last year.
And,
yes,
you know,
he was with 247 Sports, did a lot of high school football work.
Yeah, yeah, a wealth of football information. We salute him whenever he can join us. Friday News Dump coming up, Chief.
Yes, sir. It absolutely is. And among other things, we have newfound Tolo freedom plus good business decisions next year in the nation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for a Friday sports news dump. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump to frankelfirm.com. Now here he is, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. All right, first up in the dump here, HEB announces that they will start construction on a new store in Forney later this month. Going to be open in early 2026.
Let's go.
That's good news for you, huh?
Yeah, it's about 8 minutes from the house.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. That's very, very exciting. Early 2026, HEB, Forney, Collision Course.
I'm ready, man. I don't have a good grocery store in striking distance.
Well, in 2026, your dreams become a reality, HEB style. It has been a pretty much a game changer for me. We got the one there in Alliance in Fort Worth is about 5 minutes from me. It's just nice knowing that thing's in striking distance. Yeah. I can go there anytime I need to. Still haven't had the hot and ready brisket, but I hear great things about it, so I'm going to have to get in the mix there. Now, I did get a chance to catch up with a fantastic Tolo who I met for the very first time. And it was at Lowe's on Tuesday, Flagtober, wheeling and dealing the flags. Now, the final like 30 minutes or so, there were no more flags to deal because unfortunately or fortunately, there was a buttload of Tolos. They were coming in droves.
Yeah.
So this dude showed up and he tells me that he just got out of prison. And he's like yesterday, he's like, I was just driving around. He was like, I'm so lucky because I was listening. He's like, I'm a big Tolo. I was before I went into the Slammer, and I was the entire time I was in the Slammer.
That's awesome.
And he was like, so this is like kind of like my lucky day. I'm so glad I heard that you guys were over here. And I was like, well, it's kind of your lucky day because you are here. You did hear it and you got to show up and you just got out of jail. So let's consider all things. But I ran out of flags here. So it's not quite your lucky day. But it was a pretty fun conversation. So I was like, let me chat with this guy on the record a little bit. So here's my conversation with David Judd outside of Lowe's in West Dallas.
Chiafalo here reporting live from Lowe's, Chalk Hill Road, West Dallas, giving away G-Bag flags all day. And we had a super lucky slash unlucky Tolo that just walked up to me right now. What is your name, sir?
My name is David.
David, where did you just come from?
Man, I literally just got out of prison. I'm innocent, wrongfully convicted. The Supreme Court overturned it.
For sure.
But I'm literally on my drive going home. I get the notification on the radio. I'm listening to 105.3 The Fan saying they're giving out the G-Bag flags, the special edition, and it was right where I was at, so I had to pull over and try to get me one.
Perfectly lucky, unlucky situation. He's out of prison. He hears at the perfect time, oh, go get a one-of-a-kind G-Bag Whataburger flag, and unfortunately, we just handed out our last one because we had about 1,500 Tolos showing up today. So he didn't get his G-Bag flag, but he's got a new opportunity at some freedom in life right here. You just got out of prison?
I just got out of prison.
And you're a Tolo.
And you've been listening. Baby. Yeah. And I've actually, I just want to say the power of Tolo. And let me just explain what that is. So I was a listener before I went in, and the whole time, literally every day, I was plugged in from morning to night. They gave us a little prison radio to listen to. And I'll tell you, every day I listened in, and I can't tell you the power of being a Tolo. It just really got me through every day, roughing it up in prison.
With Diddy, right?
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't see no Diddy. But hey, Tiger King was there. I got to meet the Tiger King. Yep.
What?
But I just.
Where did you meet him in the shower, or where did you meet him at?
Man, he said, you know, come to my office, and
office.
Yeah, you know what that means. So we stayed away from his office. You got to be safe, man. Safety first. But again, man, I just want to say a big shout out to 105.3 The Fan. What you guys do goes way beyond sports and fandom. It's good for people's mental health, and just it really got me through, man. It made me feel like I was at home even though I was away. But I'm glad to be out. I'm glad to be free.
You look incredible.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm on a strict regimen, hitting them weights, brother.
What type of food were you eating in there?
Oh, you know, we get bologna sandwiches three times a day. We call it the bologna mignon.
I like that.
Yeah, man, from the bottom of my heart, as a true Tolo, man, you guys were there with me rocking and rolling. So thank you.
Salute. How about that?
That's fantastic, yeah. But I don't know what he means by
coming oh, you don't know?
Office.
Yeah, you would have found out the hard way.
You know. Yes, you would have.
You would have found out the hard way. You would have came back to the cell all quiet.
Where's the office?
What's wrong, Wolfshock?
Yeah, one of those Vince McMahon doors. He pushes a button.
God, no. No.
Matt Lauer button. Yeah. Come here, my little tiger.
Jeez. Man.
Yeah, pretty crazy there. What do you guys think?
I think you could take him, though.
What do you guys
no. easily take Tiger King?
I don't. Yeah.
What do you guys think he was in there in the slammer for?
Him, sounds
like a good dude.
Yeah, our guy David.
Narcotics distribution.
It got overturned. Is that what he said? By the
Supreme Court.
Congrats
on that. So it yeah. went that took it all the way to the
yeah. Went all that
the top
high.
Court of the land.
They fingered the wrong guy. It wasn't me.
yeah. Probably just some regular drug offenses. Nonviolent. Didn't sound too terrifying.
January 6th, he was at the Capitol.
Oh.
He wow. said he was just at a barbecue with his buddies and got roped in
for their pictures of him.
He said he did not storm it. And 3 years later, the Supreme Court says he was A-OK. So, false
damn.
Alarm.
On both sides.
False, had to make a beeline to see his guy Chiafalo.
That's right.
Wish you could have been there, brother.
What a day it was.
Should have been there.
He was either you or Choppy he was going to go see first.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he was in his Nick Bosa jersey and everything.
Like January 6th?
He was fired up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That,
January 6th is like the 4th of July for me, brother.
There's two Independence Days now.
We had a
two our Independence flag. Days.
What's the Arnold? It's Arnold and the late great from the Predator that
oh yeah,
that legendary
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Oh yes.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Good business here. Spirit Halloween stores are, and honestly, I'm surprised it's taken them this long to do this. They're also going to capitalize on the Christmas holiday as well.
Yeah.
So Spirit Halloween might quickly become Thank Spirit you. Christmas store.
Yeah.
Now, it's just select locations at first, but this looks like something they're going to be moving forward with across the Halloween,
so anything
Spirit Halloween stores.
Anything that's closed down, they're going to go take a part of?
Yeah, and it'll be Christmas decor, apparel, gifts, inflatables, stocking stuffers, meet and greets with Santa.
Let's go.
Like,
I love
come
this.
On. Yes. Why wouldn't you do this?
I do feel like the holidays start now, you know? Like, it began with, like, lawn decorations for Christmas.
98 degrees on Sunday.
I know, but now they do the Halloween decorations. Like in our neighborhood, every fourth house they have the inflatables and the skeletons.
Yeah,
and
got the fake, we got the fake spider web and stuff. We got a skeleton. We got pumpkins.
Yep. Yeah, they use the rope to make the spider web coming off the house. Put a big old spider.
We're gonna have to hydrate the kids on the walk.
Yeah, well, we drive around, you know. But Remy's
what, you got
always
other neighborhoods.
Tell me if you see something else, Dad. Yeah, no, we got a huge neighborhood there, so we have not explored everything there is to be explored. I know the dads out there having fun with this with their little kids driving around seeing the decorations.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know, she thinks Chucky, the little Chucky dolls, are Chuck E. Cheese dolls. So cute.
Oh, wow. That'll change real quick. Once she discovers Chucky, it's funny how some things go over and like that didn't scare you. Okay, you just haven't you have to learn to be fearful of things.
Yes, absolutely. They don't get scared of like scary movies and TV shows till they're like 9 or 10.
They don't realize this is scary at all.
Your kids take down wildlife. Don't worry about it over there.
That's right. Good man. That's right. If you need to get rid of a raccoon problem, you could probably holler at my 3 and 4 year old daughter
Stinking
to come over
rabbit.
There and handle it for you. I didn't know about this new invention.
Parent of the year.
Pop-Tarts Crunchy Poppers. Has anybody gotten the mix on these?
No.
I was made aware of their existence this week.
We got Pop-Tarts in the vending machine here.
Speaking of the...
Yeah? Oh, wow, Dawson, I think, is literally heading for the vending machine now. Oh. Looking forward to a vending machine Pop-Tart.
Need some delicious Pop-Tarts.
But the Pop-Tart Crunchy Poppers, I mean, look at these, Walchuk. These are like mini little
bite-sized versions.
They seem...
That's cool.
Like they eat 100 of them?
They're passing the eye test. Yeah, absolutely. And apparently... It's right now they have the frosted strawberry crunch and the frosted brownie crunch.
You guys are against the old school Pop-Tarts with no frosting on them, right?
Yes, I'm anti no frosting.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have frosting. I can't say I've ever had one that didn't have frosting on it.
These things look pretty dang delicious, though, and they're filled.
We got an opener, Dawson.
We got an opener?
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hang on.
I like how you said frosty when you're talking about these Pop-Tarts. My man went and grabbed a beer.
Yeah. I remember Brian said he wanted to drink one of these.
Oh,
today,
you said frosty. I'll be right back.
Oh, damn. Hold on 1 second. Let's pound this one. Oh, they've got Pop-Tart beignets at the state fair. That sounds delicious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that sounds better. I could do a Pop-Tart beignet.
Gosh, a Pop-Tart beignet?
Yeah.
Let's party.
I feel like the actual Pop-Tart is so cardboardy. I don't know how it slipped through our defenses as just being rejected.
Yeah, it can be very dry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Honestly, like the cookies and cream one, if you've ever dipped those in like some milk, that can be pretty good.
Okay. I'll
try it up a little.
Heated, of course,
I like to heat it.
Toasted.
Put it in the toaster.
And that's the thing about these crunchy ones is obviously you're not putting them in the toaster because they're tiny little, they're like 1-inch little Pop-Tart bites. But they're already crunchy, so it's like they've already got the toasted nature to them, but they're obviously not going to be warm or whatever.
But far superior is the toaster strudel. We've discussed that. The toaster strudel is better.
I agree. When's the next opportunity to get a G-bag flag? Asked the 817.
Do we have two remotes next week?
I think we got one coming up on Thursday.
No, not this week.
Next week.
Now, every Friday, the Can't See Masterpieces at a B-Dubs location.
And they'll have some flags.
And they always will have flags, so first and foremost. But in a couple of weeks, I know we're going to be at the Richardson Bar and Grill on a Thursday, and then we'll be at a B-Dubs on a Friday.
I think Grand Prairie B-Dubs.
Yeah, and then we're also going to hit an Arlington Whataburger to close down Flagtober.
You'll have some chances.
Definitely we'll have plenty more opportunities. Make sure you capitalize on it. Go ahead. Yeah. What you got?
No, I think we're going to be at a Whataburger on the last day of the month. Is that right?
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I can't hear this song anymore without thinking of Puff Daddy walking around with like a plate of peaches and cream.
Oh, no.
SOBs.
And they all had roofies in them.
He is a sick puppy.
In lotion.
So apparently.
Yeah, you got to be shined up around Puffy. I want to see you glistening.
We have. Apparently, Fort Worth is
not funny.
One of the worst places, cities-wise, in all of America as it pertains to dating.
Fort Worth?
Fort Worth is
surprising.
Number
TCU
6.
TCU has got some
There's a lot of talent walking around there.
My gosh.
I always see that like Dallas is one of the best places to be single. How could Fort Worth be that
Dallas,
different?
Yeah, it was a good single run.
I don't know, but I saw that the latest rankings as it pertains to dating in American cities.
Ball sacking over there.
New York is number one for the worst. Then L.A., filthy.
Scoreboard.
Chicago, San Antone.
Eric 4.
And then Fort Worth.
I mean, what are they ranking it on? approachability, attractiveness, eligible bachelors.
Here we go.
It's probably an all-encompassing sort of deal.
I feel like Fort Worth doing pretty good. There's some very successful ladies in New York you'd love to start a family with, you know.
Broadus is cracking up over there.
That's sweet.
That's an ask a question. It's all-encompassing kind of a thing.
I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, you've been to Fort Worth.
I understand, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You see the gals in their skirts and their cowboy boots?
I don't, yeah, absolutely.
Looks like a target-rich environment to me.
Well, how did you guys find your significant others? Like, because I just saw something about like how people are finding their dates now. And it's pretty amazing just how it's changed over the years with the way that you used to just, like through friends
apps
or whatever
apps
you found.
Now,
but
yeah.
Now, yeah, the online relationship.
Which
finding.
Is really awesome. Tinder was awesome when it had its run.
Yeah. Oh, man, I loved Tinder.
Yeah, you just get on there and just go. Dun, 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 dun,
well, I met my on Hinge. Yeah, so Hinge.
Hinge Symboler.
You met your girl on Hinge?
Yep, Hinge ended up working. And my prior girlfriend of like 4 years was Bumble.
So yeah, Facebook.
Facebook. Okay, yeah. So online.
Yeah, the Hinge of the 2000s.
Okay. Hey, Facebook. MySpace had a run, boy.
Yeah. MySpace had a run.
Like, oh, you are how many miles away
MySpace
from me?
MySpace got toxic though with the like top friends list.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that little top
that
friends list gets you in trouble.
School.
Yeah.
Oh
get
yeah.
You in trouble.
Yeah, I had the top eight.
My ex girlfriend of mine hooked me up with my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was nice.
She's like, you know what? You might like this other person. I got something for you.
Wow, look at that. That's pretty cool.
Worked
That's
out.
Unique.
It worked out, I guess.
What percentage of couples do you think meet online now in 2024?
74.
Higher.
Yeah, I think it's the majority. I'd like 80%.
Yeah, because it's hard to talk to somebody in public nowadays.
You don't want to go out.
No, because now a lot of girls are like,
yeah, ooh,
kind of
creepy weird guy at the gym.
Yeah, I want this drink.
Yeah,
people don't want this drink. And
awkward.
Put something in there, you know?
I'm going to go up to 84%.
Okay, it is just under 61%.
Oh,
of all couples, they must have got some old people in there that met pre.
So how many passes CD
This
Lamb
is just specifically in the year 2024.
Oh, wow. Percentage.
In the year 2024.
Where else they meet in work?
Okay, so the other the second place is just through friends. Okay?
That's the best way.
Yep. And then
sometimes your friends don't have very good taste.
They don't, but you know, if the girl
they
is cute,
they don't know you right.
I hear you. I got one for you. Yeah, like, you don't.
And then you go out
know.
And you're like, hey, listen, I'm a bad guy. I work way too much.
But if the girl's cute and she doesn't know you and she gets to introduce through a friend, you're in because she's like, I guess he's in my friend's
casual.
Group.
You're just hanging out. You don't have to. And plus, you might have things in common. You know, if she's in your social circle.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's like when you can organically meet. Maybe you're not set up, but just like you've met now, and nobody was trying to get you guys to start dating, but here you are because you're on some common
ground.
Whoever
introduced David Hellman to Carmen, you know, his fiance.
That's right.
I mean, you know, she's like knows more football than him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you was going, bro.
No, seriously.
Like, be careful, fam.
No, she's great looking, and she's
perfect
loves football.
Match.
Loves football
girl.
Yeah, she's a football girl. Like she will watch.
Spin it.
Yeah, she will watch more than David. You know, like I'm tired. She's like, no, we're watching more games.
Is she clean?
Oh yeah.
Then she cleans up after herself.
Oh, she's yeah. She's
that's what I'm more concerned with anything now. I don't care how they look. Yeah. Are you clean, bro? Yeah.
I wish I had known this.
Stop stepping over that spot right there.
Yeah.
That's dried up Dookie from the dogs. Clean that up. That's my life.
Coming in at number three is coworkers, under 10%, but third way.
That's
the third most popular way people
rough.
Are meeting for dating these
because
days.
Because if you break up, it's a bad situation if you all are still working
it's
together.
It's the classic S where you
meet. And then they know, and then people in the industry know your business. You know, and they shouldn't have to.
Then it's bar, restaurant, church, neighbors, all the way at the bottom. How about this?
Church, where the good clean girls is. Church.
That's right. That's right. College is
the ones in the choir.
Is dead balls last. I thought it was like,
nah.
That feels like college
bars.
Like college is a hot spot for people finding their husbands or wives or whatever. But not now. These days, it's basically
we're spring break.
The least
not
likely
married
way
till
you're
they're
gonna
30.
Find. Yeah, yeah. I guess that's what it is because
they're not getting married in college. I guess
yeah.
They're waiting.
My goodness,
you
know, you
man. Get out there.
They're just on the Tinder end.
Start your career and do all that before you get married. You know, you have to be a serial dater for at least a decade now, apparently.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
There it is, your Friday news dump, and we're back to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark here on a Friday night on the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. Thanks to the Tolos out there for riding with us here on a Football Friday. Overall, the icy hot bet payoff, the Roger Clemens, I would say very uncomfortable. I look forward to Brian's take on it next week if he does, you know, lose, if that's in fact what you choose doing. But I think I would recommend it for you guys.
Oh, taint so.
You know, it's kind of a Band-Aid.
I feel like that stuff you did in like middle school, though. You get in trouble for messing around in like middle school with icy hot in that area.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And
it really hurts if you start perspiring.
Really?
If you're working out.
Oh, I bet. Oh, just man, that sounds miserable.
That's when it kicks
in. I mean, it was a 10 out of 10, you know, at its peak, but the peak didn't last much more than 10 minutes or so.
So you're saying maybe icy hot, like Sunday for me at the pregame show where it's going to be like 98 degrees.
Oh, boy.
So sitting outside with the icy hot on and being in broadcast. Yep.
I mean, I'm sure you'd pull it off with no complaint. You know, that's what
How
you
about
do.
Jog a lap around the complex with the icy hot
That's
on.
When it's worse.
Wow. That would be intense. That's a 2-for-1.
Is that
that's a
2-for-1?
Right there, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Would you exceptional. Guys, would you guys be open to a...
As much as I lose, I might try this.
To an itching powder payoff?
Is that worse?
That itching powder?
Oh, itching powder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
not
necessarily not on your piece necessarily, but just like...
Like a novelty item?
You could literally just put that like on your arms or something, just like...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I don't know. How long does it last? What kind of itching powder?
Are you talking about something that solves poison ivy or something that actually itches?
No, something that, like the powder itself makes you itchy.
Like a novelty item that you get as a prank?
I think so, yeah. It's like a fart
spray.
Just
like Sea Monkeys or something like that. You get in comic books. What is this? Is this real stuff?
Itching powder?
Yeah.
You guys aren't familiar with itching
like
powder?
Like a Gold Bond? Extra strength?
No, he's talking about real itching powder.
I'm talking about
like
a
prank.
Yeah.
You go to a prank store.
Like, it's not going to solve your rash issues.
Oh, okay.
So sorry. That's what sorry to break that news. You can't use it for that rash you've been talking about in the breaks, but you can use it if you basically want to have a rash.
Let me know the story.
It's rash inducing.
I'm open. I'm open to it. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good. I mean, we have to throw a lot of things in the hopper at this point, considering how this season's going. I might have another 13 of these.
Yeah. I didn't plan for this many payoffs.
How about you sit near poison ivy?
No, I won't do that, man. That's like 5 weeks. Of discomfort.
That starts getting into like self.
So if I like put the poison ivy like right over in this area to your right. You would.
I'd probably be breaking out. I think so. Yeah, I can't go anywhere near it without it. You know,
poison
causing
ivy, poison oak. That's dangerous.
Poison oak is the worst, man.
Yeah.
What do you guys expect from Cowboys Lions? Do you think it's going to be a blowout, close game, exciting game, boring game? What do you say?
Hey, I get
Michigan man.
I was
here.
Just about to say, and Sean and RJ gave me a hard time for this on the morning, but big smile on my face because it's honestly the first time of 32 years of being a Lions fan where objectively you look at the matchup and I think. The Lions have to go out and execute, and they've got the advantage on paper, but the game's not played on paper. I still like the Lions to cover.
If the Cowboys win, they'd be shredded!
Nicey!
I was listening
Heck yeah, Chucky.
To Lucius on that LA Lions. I fell out on that part. Here's a crazy stat, though. After bye weeks, Dan Campbell is 1-1-1. And Mike McCarthy against teams coming off a bye week with the Cowboys is 3-0.
I hear that. Your stat. I raise you a stat.
Yeah.
Lions haven't lost two consecutive games in 2 years under Dan Campbell.
That'll work too.
Oh,
again, something's got to give.
Are we about to have a stat off in here?
Yes.
I hope not. That's the only one I got.
But yeah, that's kind of interesting. I like Mike. But then again, there was a, I guess when they lost to, I want to say when they lost to.
Lions are a better team right now.
Yeah, they're a much better team. But earlier this season, something, Mike McCarthy didn't do something, and all of a sudden that went out the window. Yeah. He was undefeated or something after a game.
Nobody would take my jersey bet, though, on the morning show.
What's that?
Just real simple. Put the spread. I'll wear a Cowboys jersey, and somebody can wear my Jared Goff jersey.
Ooh. Nobody would take that bet.
No, it's just a jersey bet. Yeah, it's just a jersey bet.
I thought Sean would at least take that because his hands are the same size as Goff.
Could we negotiate like a Barry Sanders or something like that?
Yeah, what's your coolest one?
I was just about to say. So
you're going to have to give me a couple extra points to wear a Goff jersey. At least give me a Joey Harrington one.
Yeah, there you go. I had a Boss Bailey Lions jersey growing up.
Wow. Number 97 as an off-ball linebacker.
Yep. And I got another linebacker for you because I played linebacker as a kid, so I always wanted the linebacker jerseys. And see if you can guess it by the number 34.
34 linebacker.
First round
Lions.
Draft pick out of Florida State.
What year?
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
I'll say early 2000s.
Mm. Oh, Ernie Sims.
Ernie Sims.
Oh, Ernie Sims spent time with the Cowboys.
Yeah, he did. He had a nice little maybe 2012 or something with the Cowboys.
You were 34.
Injured year.
I want a game worn running out of the back of the end zone. Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah. Is that a seven? What number did Orlovsky wear?
Seven.
Was he seven?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you still got to get the Eric Hipple jersey.
Oh my gosh.
With the injectable helmet.
Yeah, with the hang time helmet of a lifetime.
It's a bobblehead and a half right there.
Yeah.
See, how you feeling about the Sooners tomorrow?
Oh, I feel good because they should lose. There's no reason they should win this game. Let me tell you something. They beat them last year. People forget this.
No, they
beat them last year. Everybody remembers Quinn Ewers 2 years ago, 49-0. And UT is a better team than either of those. Oklahoma has nothing to lose by winning this game. They don't have any of the receivers. All the receivers are banged up. The quarterback is the first true freshman to ever start for either side in the series, Hawkins. So he's not supposed to be a weapon.
No Texas expectations. Yeah.
But guess what? The last time Texas was the number one team in the nation and they played OU.
84.
I was at that game.
Wow. Yeah.
It ended in a 15-15 tie.
That's stat for you.
Everybody
stat,
was mad in that game because back then, you know, they didn't go into overtime and stuff. But everybody's mad at Fred Akers because he claimed that that was a victory, a moral victory. Try to stay at number one and it didn't work.
Hey, for $6.68 right now, Amazon, itch powder, surprise that special friend.
Yeah, let's do it. Next Friday.
I think we're in.
I'm in.
Get the gummy, the nitro gummy, too.
All right, something to tease, gentlemen?
Yeah.
You're going to have to boof it.
We'll go behind enemy lines, talk to some Detroit cronies, get ready for this Cowboys-Lions match.
That brought us boofs and little nitro gummy as a bet payoff. As Mrs. Doubtfire with Icy Hot on her balls.
The triple bet single. The single.
Wow, it's a 3-1.
So three payoffs in one deal?
3-1 special. Let's do it.
I might do this.
Thank you so much to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck and Chio Follow, and Brian Broaddus. The Fan After Dark's coming up next. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till the Cowboys Monday, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddie.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.